Did we miss you last time? Mm-hmm. Tree day?
Yeah.
So you're going to have to go out and draw a tree. Got to get you hooked up. Oh, hi.
That's for you.
Thank you.
Welcome back.
Okay, did everyone get a folder?
Mm-hmm. Is that yours? That's not a couple before.
Okay, great. How do you want to pull out your little green sheets? Did you get a chance to do some thinking? Beautiful. If you didn't, you can soak up what other people learned and you can add to it. There's no points associated with these things. I want it to be more about exploration. So let's find some interesting pairs. We gotta get some pairs. So we drew trees last week, or on Monday. And now we want to bridge into the computer world a little bit more thoroughly. So let's share out what you have. 2, 4, 6, 8. Oh, perfect. Look at that. 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay. I'm going to give you a ticket. Oh, that's not going to work. That will not happen. Choose a ticket, any ticket. Oh, that's 2 tickets, 1 ticket. Oh, hi, welcome.
Hi.
I think you'll be... Okay, and then... Alex, you get to choose your group. Okay, so you want to find someone that has your number, and then we want to exchange ideas, and you can add to your sheet. So when you have a conversation, if they have an idea about why it is that we studied or drew trees in computer class, you can add it to your running list, because we're actually going to use the green sheets are going to evolve and will become our record of insights into how thoroughly cool tree structures are in the computer land. So the green documentation sheets aren't going away anytime soon. So let's get numbered pairs up. Caleb, what's your number? The last 2 digits should be all you need.
19.
Hey, Leah, great.
16.
Nico and Jose, great. Mike?
13.
13. Logan, what was yours? 18? With Daniel? Awesome. Mr. Scott, what was your number? 17. Brody? I think that's everyone. And then Alex is a rover. So if they have an idea, you can add to it. Give them credit if it's a good idea.
Fundamental data structure with properties and the features of the data structure.
Ooh, data structure.
Okay, what were your sources?
It was like some amazing study.
Before I touched.
Yeah. Okay. Some electrical engineering.
That's what I'm saying.
What if they kind of like weird trees? Because, so last class he was talking about how they call this, and I remember that. That's not the way it's structured.
The quickest key. That's key. That's very important. All right, let's hear some insights. Hi, Jake. I heard some key terms, Mike and Logan. Tree is called what in computer land?
Data structure.
A data structure, okay. That's a common term. A way to organize and put pieces of information together. And turns out the tree data structure is so versatile that we're going to see it pop up not just in operating system file trees, but in all sorts of other contexts. Anyone have any ideas of other places in computers where we use a tree to organize things? Okay, good. We have a nice space for learning. I want you to think about what algorithms might use trees. Algorithms are just steps to solve problems. One way that people use trees and algorithms is a decision structure. So you can imagine trees have this idea of a branching effect, and a split and branch could represent two possible choices along a pathway of choices. So perhaps someone is navigating through a form online, and depending on what you enter, if you're an out-of-state resident, maybe you're filling out forms for college. So out of state gets one particular path of forms, and in state gets another path. And then if you're in state and under 18, you have to get a form for your parent. And if you're over 18, then you don't. So you can imagine you could describe a whole branch of decisions using a whole path of decisions using a tree. Hey, good morning. Great. What else do we have up here? Yeah.
I said the file storage system looks like a tree because of the branches coming out.
Yeah.
And then I drew like a little diagram.
Oh, great. And your diagram. Perfect. Yeah.
And I labeled it file storage system.
Exactly. Good, good, good. And what was your source?
The website.
Yeah. What was your website?
Medium.freecodecamp.
medium.freecodecamp.org. So like a coding site, and you had Quora.
Yeah.
Quora's a
Q&A.
Yeah, like a dumping ground for clickbait across the whole internet. Logan, what was your source?
I didn't find any credible sources there.
Okay. Great.
I found Wikipedia for data structure and also binary trees.
A binary tree. So we have a whole bunch of, ooh, we're gonna make a tree of trees. We're gonna make a meta tree. This is gonna be crazy. Trees. A couple of characteristics of trees, they all have some sort of root, and you can signal the root in a bunch of different ways. So we might call this the tree. So here's our tree, and the first branch would be a structured tree versus an unstructured tree. And Caleb mentioned a binary tree, which is a type of structured tree. Binary refers to how many?
Two.
So a binary tree says every branch can only break off into two pieces. So if we have a root, branch one and branch two, and so then we would say that this is an individual node, and that node can have a maximum of two children. And binary trees are the most common because they allow us to organize data based on whether things are larger or smaller than the parent. So one way that we organize data in a tree is if you're trying to organize, say, ID numbers, you start with some sort of root ID number, and then if you start with 16, someone's ID number is 16, and you want to save the next ID number, maybe 19, and then 12, and then 80, we can build the tree by visiting the root node and say, hey, I need to place a 19 in this tree. Is 19 bigger or smaller than 16?
Bigger.
It's bigger. So a binary tree says we're going to place it on the right child of the parent. So we would say, does 16 have a child on its right? No. So place 19 there. Got it. I need to place 12 in the tree. So start at the root. Is 12 greater or less than 16?
Less than.
Less. So check the left child. Does it have a left child? No. So we're going to place it to the left. We place 12. We need to place 80. Visit the root node. 80 is more than 16, so go to the right. Does it have a right child? Yes. Compare it to this. 80 is bigger or less than 19?
Bigger.
Bigger. So it goes to the right. Does 19 have a right child?
Nope.
No. So place it to the right. We look at that horrible node. But that's the idea of a binary tree, is that we can use it for organizing data, and we'll visit about why that's handy. Okay, so it's data structure. We have types of trees, binary trees, unstructured trees. How about Alex and AJ? What'd you find?
I read about a little bit about the root directory.
Ooh. What'd you learn about it?
That's like where all the other directories branches like originate.
Exactly. Now, what did you learn about them specifically? Did you learn any differences between file system types? Okay. What was your source?
Wikipedia.
Did you go and look what Wikipedia's source was?
No.
Okay, that's the next key, is Wikipedia is a source of sources. So everything should have a corresponding source, because the rule in Wikipedia is you don't get to write anything unless you contribute it to a source that's not Wikipedia. So we can always go down, and it should have the link to the source at the bottom. AJ, did you want to add anything?
Mine was kind of similar. I just wrote very kind of simply. The source I had said the control unit of the CPU contains circuitry that directs the entire system to carry out and execute instructions. So everything must work together just like a tree.
And one of those instructions could be write data to the file system, and then the file system would figure out where to put it. So absolutely. And those instructions would be found in what kind of a file? Instead of data, what file stores instructions? In Windows, they're .exe. In Linux, they're .bin, or all sorts of other ones. Daniel, do you want to share any?
What I got was just like they're named as such because the components are named as such, with the topmost node being called a root, and the bottom nodes without any children are called leaves.
There we go. So that's important. We'll build that out. We've got root, so everything has a root. Now notice, the root of our tree, and then we can branch out, and we'll keep building on that. How about in the back? Matt, did you want to share anything? Brody? Okay. How about Sean, did you have any? From last week, did you do any thinking on why we drew trees?
I wasn't here.
Oh my goodness! I'm sorry, I forgot.
For like two, I missed two classes, I think.
So the people that were not here were Nico, and okay, so those three: Zach, Nico, and Sean. Does someone want to be a tree broker and take our three folks out to choose a tree?
Tree.
It's a beautiful day. You gotta pick a tree.
Everybody loves trees.
We all love trees.
It's cold out there.
You got coats. You got hats.
Today. Dang it.
You'll be okay, won't you?
Oh yeah, we'll be fine.
Yo, just find a tree. Let's get a. Let's, we got.
That tree?
You what?
How is that tree?
Do you think it's a tree?
That's doesn't look like leaves.
Well, that's the big question. Is it a tree or is it not a tree?
So if you were
gone, let's get a clipboard. Where's Nico? It's your big moment, Nico. And then grab a sheet of paper from the printer. Does someone want to go out with our tree folks?
Help them? No one? AJ's like, nope, not even with that big jean jacket coat. Worried about freezing? You don't have to go out if you don't want to, but it's really nice. So choose a tree, and you want to draw with as much detail as you possibly can. You will regret in 10 years when you see the digital forest that we've created and your tree's not there, you will mourn. You will shed a tear. So this is your chance. Okay, so this was great. We're getting the hang of things. We revisited... We were talking operating systems and our software stack, and so we have applications. How do applications access hardware resources? They have to go through what? Hardware?
Operating
system. If you go through the operating system, op system. And so one of our hardware components is our disk, or our permanent non-volatile storage. And so the layers only talk through layers that are adjacent to it. And we came up with this term that started with an A for describing the kinds of instructions that an application might give an operating system. The process of abstraction. It's coming back. It's back. And abstraction. What was a definition of abstraction? Mike, do you remember?
I do not.
Jose? So an example of abstraction was the application asked the operating system, I would like file a.txt. Can you please find me a.txt? Operating system says, oh, okay, yeah, I'll go and ask our disk storage system for a.txt. And the disk system is going to carry out a whole bunch of steps to figure out where that was stored, how to actually go in and retrieve it, and how to get it passed all the way back up to the application that wanted a.txt. And so the retrieval process is abstracted to the fundamental request of I want a.txt, the details of which are hidden. So the best definition of abstraction is, we could say, hiding details from, we could say from the user. And the user could be another piece of software or another piece of the hardware component. At the end of today, to wrap up today, we're going to ask, how does the process of abstraction apply to our tree journey? Because abstraction is involved here. So let's actually start digging in, and we are going to try to model the file system. We're going to try to model your tree in a file system. And so to do that, I want you to come up and grab... Take your tree from here. You can just move the magnets to the side, and then we're gonna analyze how we can fill them. Did you just like it?
haven't got a disc? Okay. Oh, Dougie, what are you doing here? Skin. These are brand new, and we're going to use your little flash disk as a location for modeling your tree. Should be on the left side. Dell decided that no one uses USB anymore. They only put one USB port accessible, and the rest you have to dig. There's the sound. Of mounting a tree. So, think about the idea of a root and why this is handy. So here's your Windows. Go ahead and pull up Windows Explorer, and you should, having popped your USB drive in, you should see it under Devices and Drives. Now, the operating system's job, so I'm going to redraw my little cake. So here's the application, here's OS. Here's hardware, and here's our disk. Now, let's actually make this bigger. So what I want to think about, every operating system has a way of organizing its file systems. And we can think of each file system as its own tree with its own root. Now, Windows has, so you can imagine, we've got to figure out a way to if we go to C drive, let's just remind ourselves, your computer comes with the pre-existing, your C drive has data on it already. And if we jump right into C, C represents the root of a tree. So we would say that this operating system, here's Win10, one root of Windows tree is called C, and Windows has a convention of giving each tree root a letter name. Okay? So the operating system says, okay, I've got a tree whose root we're going to call C. How'd it go? Did you find an exciting look at that?
It was inside, though.
You found a tree in a pot?
Yeah.
Great. Did you go outside or inside?
I just looked outside.
I'm also
okay, good, because you've got a nice coat. Good job being innovative. Zach?
You chose the one tree on the right side. I chose the one on the left.
So you didn't even have to go outside.
Yeah.
Trees are inside. That's great. Okay. So the C drive represents the root of a tree, and we would then say that how many branches does this particular C tree have on its first level? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 10, 11 directories, and then this file.
So if I were to try to draw this particular C tree, I would need my root, and then I would need 11 branches, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. And then I would need to signal a leaf, which is what files are. So I'd need to show that there is a leaf node alongside further branches, which is what directories are, because a branch can lead to holding more branches. In computer land, we'd say that a branch or a directory could itself have a directory inside of it. So we're going to try to model in files and directories the branching structure that you identified in your actual physical tree. And we have a couple of tools that are going to help us get there. So that was C drive. Now, what I just mounted, I mounted my USB drive, D, which represents what? Another root of an additional tree. So this operating system, Windows, is now managing. So here's operating system. This is all operating system. We've got C, and here is another tree whose root is D. Is there anything in there? Logan, could you drive my computer for a second? So jump in there. Do we have anything? No. Okay. Let's all make our first... So we have a root, but we don't have anything else. So we're going to learn a couple of keystrokes. And on your green sheet or note sheet or something, we're going to learn a bit about command line stuff. So we need a place to write notes. You can make a directory a couple of different ways. The GUI way is to right-click the space inside of the directory you're in, and right-click and go to New, and then Windows calls them folders, but we're going to call them directories. And now you're going to want to, let's call this, let's make everyone's tree and then your first name. In our land, we're going to think of this as the root of your tree. Now let's imagine, for renaming's sake, I want us to start practicing using keyboard. So rename is F2. So let's imagine we want to get, well, let's not imagine, let's actually do it. We'll say tree root. This is the root of our tree. Tree root Eric. Let's practice renaming. And then you can use your Enter key to go into that directory. And then the keyboard shortcut for a new directory is Control-Shift-N. So practice using your mouse as little as possible. Control-Shift-N will make a new directory. And this is just practice. Now the first thing that we want to do is have a location for documenting what's going on. So I don't know the keyboard shortcut for this, so we'll have to use the mouse. We're going to say new, and what we want is just a new text document. So we're inside your root, and then we're making a text document. New text. And then we're going to call this your tree log _ your name .txt. So we're going to be passing these around and sharing them, and you want to have a place to store changes. So go ahead and create that file. And then notice that you've got, you can use your, on the right side of your keyboard, you have a button that looks like a menu. You can practice selecting a file or a directory and then hitting menu. And then we want to go to open text file, so you have a log. So we can say to do is we want to lay out the structure of the tree before we build it. And this tree is going to be about, it's going to be a tool for organizing files and information about something that's of interest to you. And so I'll give you a few examples. How do we describe a tree? Let's jump to keep this file open. This is going to stay with us for a little while. So once you've got a title in there, pop a web browser open and jump to our beloved homepage. Then pop down to go to our master sequence. And then down to this week. Go ahead and let's open both of these links. And if you do, if you click with your center scroll ball, it'll open them in separate tabs. Okay, so I'm going to model with some of our trees from last term. Some people will have. Duck, here's yours. Okay. So with your tree out, we want to lay out the skeleton for who we're saying that this. Well, oh man. We used English to describe your tree before, but we would now want to get a little bit more technical and think about how computer scientists describe trees. So I'm imagining that I have this tree that I drew, and now I'm trying to make a layout for the size of tree that I'm going to build in the file structure. So if we imagine, let's open one of them. Let's do our command prompt now. So pop down to your Windows launcher and open command prompt. And with your note sheet out, we're going to want to take a. If you're not familiar with command prompt, it's going to become our friend. Command prompt will help us because there's actually a really handy little program. It'll help us visualize our tree as we build it. And so I'm going to walk through a couple of commands here, and you'll be able to practice it over time. But the way we want to think about command prompt is that it always is located in a certain spot on a tree. Okay. So right now, it's sitting at F colon, which is my network drive. Yours says what? C, probably says C colon users, probably says C. Windows always gets me this one. So wherever you are, you can always ask it to list what's available on your current branch, and that's the DIR command. So try doing a DIR wherever you are. and you'll notice that you've got a listing of directories. Have a note that they're a DIR for directory, and then this is just a plain file, so it doesn't have a directory. We get the creation date and the creation time. Now, you're located in CD users. I'm just trying to get mine to look like yours. Okay, so you're sitting here. So on your paper, we've got the DIR command gives us it lists our contents, list contents of current node. We want to start thinking about how to translate this path into a location in our tree. So here's our C again. I'm going to expand C over here. So if I were to draw my position on the tree, I've got C colon is my root, and then I navigated onto the into the users branch, and then each user on this computer has its own directory, and so I'm in edarso, because that's the name of my user. So the DIR command only shows you, you're always issuing a command from a directory. And every command operates given that current location. So when I hit, so I'm here, represented by this path. I'm my root, the tree's name, we often refer to a tree by its root's name. I'm on the C tree, users, edarso. And then I issue DIR, and I get all of my children of my current branch only. So you can see that this is these are all of my kids in this particular node. We can think of a node. A node is the general term for an element in a data structure. In our case, these nodes are either directories, or what? Files. So it's either a directory or a file. Those are the only types of kids that my node in a file tree can have. Another directory or a kid. So in this case, I have 21 directory kids and one file kid. So we'd have each of these expands to its own directory. Now, if we want to traverse down the tree, we use the cd command, which stands for change directory. And so the cd command is always going to ask for, well, where do you want to go? So you'll say cd space, and then you give it a location. And this location can be specified in one of two ways. So you're telling it, I want to change to some directory. And then you have to say, well, which one do you want to go to? So it's looking for a location. The most common way that we do this is a location relative to where you're standing. So if I'm standing here, which I am, I'm standing in edarso, the only places I can change to are any of my child directories or I can go up to my parent. Those are my only options. And Windows and Unix will help you figure out if it's a possible place where you can go by using the tab completion. Zach, could you turn the front lights off for us? So we can see the screen a bit. Perfect. Oh, beautiful. So now give this a try. So we could say CD. So now it's waiting for locational. Where do you want to go? I want to go into documents. Now you could type it all out, documents, and then hit enter. And you'll notice your pathway now shows that you have moved into documents. So now I'm no longer standing here. I have moved into one of my kids called Documents. So now I'm standing here. And the normal convention would be you run another DIR to see what's available in my new location. So now I have 13 possible files. Now, can I try CDing into a file? Can I CD into this file called abstraction? CD abstraction. Try to go into that. Directory name is invalid. So it did not like that. You can only be in a directory. You can't be in a file. So one way to test if you can go into something is you don't have to type all of it. I can start typing. So here's Eric Webb. I could say CD, and then if I just do a capital or a lowercase e and then a tab, it will look at all of my kids. And if what I typed only matches a single child directory, it will auto-complete the rest of it. If there is more than one option, for example, if I, so notice I have two directories that start with CIT dash. So if I say CD CIT dash, look what it's doing. It's actually letting me toggle through my possible options of where I can go. Because it knows that, well, I'm not sure which one you meant, because I've got two places I could go that start with what you typed. And I can choose either one. So now I move down here. How do I go back up? How do I go to my parent? Oh, CD, look at this. Every single directory in a file system has two hidden components. It has a directory whose name is dot. It refers to my current location. And then the directory name dot dot refers to my parent. So the dot dot is how I would go back up to my parent, Edarso, and then I could do another dot dot to go up to users. So I want us to just practice moving and traversing, is the term we use, traversing a tree using these tools. So I could come here and say, I didn't mean to go into that, CD dot dot. So now notice I'm back up in my document parent, and I can directory list that. What if I say CD dot? Where is it going to go? Nowhere. I said, change to where I am. You could do that till the cows come home. It won't go anywhere. Now, in your current location, since we're studying trees, what happens when you type tree? Holy buckets, look at that. Look what it did. What did it do? It showed you the tree. Is that cool or what? So this is why we're using the command line, is because it's going to help us visualize the work that you're doing on your thumb drive. So what we want to, those are some basics. A couple other things to note is, so what we're doing is when we write tree, we're actually invoking a program called tree that operates on the current location. So if I jump into another directory and do my tree command, it's now going to run it only in my current location. It will give me the printout of the directories of all of the kids of my current spot. So our process is going to be to navigate our command prompt into your thumb drive so that you can start seeing your tree as you build it on that particular drive. And that means that we're going to, instead of saying CD dot dot or CD dot, we're going to give it an absolute location. So normally, as we've been doing here, the place that we want to go is in reference to where we are currently standing. So if I say CD dot dot, I'm saying I want to go to my parent from where I am here. But we can also give it, so we say that is a relative location because it is dependent on where I currently am and where the pointer in this command prompt exists. We can also give it an absolute location, which is not with respect to where I'm standing. It's with respect to the root of some tree. Okay? So watch how this works. I would say, if you jump back to your Windows Explorer, what's the drive letter of your USB? For mine, it is D. I don't know what it is for you. So I can come here and say, I want to go directly to the D drive. So I can say D colon. I'm sorry, not CD, just D colon. The drive letter colon. And that should bring me onto the flash disk. Everyone jump onto your flash disk. What's your letter? That's a semicolon. Did you get in there? USB drive is D. Yeah? Oh, you're okay. Just do, try D colon. Yeah. There you are.
No.
Now type DIR. Did you get a thumb drive?
I didn't even think
so. Oh, sorry, you were out.
Thank you.
Who else came in and did you get a thumb drive? You good? Yeah.
Sorry.
That's perfect. There's your tree. Okay, so now that you're in your thumb drive, you can do a DIR. You should see your working directory, tree root, Eric, tree root, Nico, whatever. And then you can say tree and take a peek at what it looks like. So there's my root. My root has, my first root node has one kid called tree root Eric, and then that node has one kid called practice. So we're generally going to be running our, if we want to visualize this entire tree on your drive, you'll be running tree from the D colon. But you're welcome to explore into your drive as you want. So our next step is to say, well, what shape of a tree do we want? And in the past, I just had students kind of arbitrarily make a tree of unspecified size. In fact, if you turn around and look at back here by Zach on your way out, you might look at Lauren's project. And so one thing that I've been doing for a few years is have students make their trees of their own interests. And that's one of the things that you pulled up in your file browser. So if you jump back to there, notice, just scan this list. There's a whole bunch of directories that represent roots of trees that students have been making in 115 for a while. And the way that they weren't trying to model it after something in particular, they were just making categorization groupings of things they were interested in. For example, Magic the Gathering. Any Magic players in here? Not a single Magic player in the entire room. Okay, not a good tree. I bet there's some... Any guitar players? That was empty. We've got... Where's the... Seasons? We all like... Well, hopefully you like a season. And so you'll notice...
we would say, here's seasons, and seasons is the root of this student's tree, and then they are making a categorization scheme out of that. So they have each season gets its own branch. Let's see if winter has... So notice so go ahead and find a tree that might look somewhat interesting and right click it, and we're going to download it and see if we can visualize that. Now, once you downloaded it, it's going to pop up on the bottom of your browser, and you can come up to Show in Folder. And then you'll notice when it comes down, it came down as a zipped directory. For most of them, we're already zipped. We did this, I think, once before, where it's compressed. And so if we want to jump into it, we have to uncompress it first. At least we should uncompress it first. So we can right-click it and say Extract All. And in my case, I'm going to extract it onto my USB drive. So instead of putting it on my hard drive, you can actually stick it on your USB drive and put the other student sample tree directly next to your root. We can have a bunch of tree roots in the same drive. So I'm going to say select this folder. So it's going to be extracted to D colon. And so now, here's Laurel's makeup tree. And I can visualize it since it's in my flash drive and I've got my command prompt sitting here. This is cool. So now if I do a dir, I have my tree and my peers tree, and now if I run the tree command, there's Laurel's tree, parallel to mine. Oh good, you got it up. So, we know how to visualize trees. And before I let you loose on making your own tree, we want to say, well, how would we describe the shape of a tree? The first, one of the characteristics that we can use to describe a tree is its depth. And we count depth from the root. So if I were to describe, here's Laurel's tree's root. Makeup would be the first level down. And makeup has two kids. So these are the second level. So both eyes and face are on that second tier. So we'd imagine if I were drawing it in a vertical world, I'd have Laurel. Here's Laurel's root. And then in there, the root node actually only has one kid. Makeup. And then makeup has two kids, eyes and face. So we'd say that this is depth level one, or we'd say this is zero, and then this is two. So we'd say Laurel's tree is maximum depth of two, and so if we had to branch it, it would be like, here's root, here's makeup, and then here's face and eyes. So this is a more conceptual drawing. This is a more practical drawing, and this is the computer's representation. So what I'd like you to do is first describe the tree that you drew based on its depth, and then we can think about how many kids. So makeup has two child directories,
So we'd say directory children is 2, 1, 2. What we want to do is try to match up the tree that you made in your drawing with the tree that we build on your flash disk. So if I'm modeling here, if I drew this tree, this is where you're gonna. This is not. We're inventing this process, so you have to be a little bit flexible with yourself. So here's we would say. Here's root. Here's the root. How many branches this tree is going to branch? 4 times. So if this was the tree I drew, I'm trying to figure out how to translate my drawn tree into actual directories and files. So if I were trying to model this one, it might help if you want to draw it vertically or invert it. That helps with your thinking. So I would need. My tree would be called Eric Tree Root, or Root Tree Eric, however you labeled it, Tree Root Eric. And then I would need to come up with 4 subdirectories about a topic of my interest. So your brain is doing a few things. So Laurel did makeup, because Laurel does makeup. You may do makeup, you may not do makeup. So you'll want to think about, choose a topic of interest to you. So maybe it's planes. Would you like, do you know all about planes? Whatever it is for you. Logan, what do you think you're going to do? Music, places you might want to travel to, favorite subjects, books, video games. If mine was, maybe I choose my topic to be tools, since I like to build things. So I would need to come up with 4 subcategories of tools. And I might have to be strategic in my thinking, because this, how many kids does this branch have? None. So this might be a category that you don't want to develop very much. Like, carving tools. I don't actually have a lot of carving tools. So I might make a directory like that. This directory. So now notice here, you'll get to make some decisions. So if you think about this branch as a directory, it's then going to have 2 kids. Maybe this is. Maybe I make this power tools, and I'd need 2 branches. So maybe this would be cutting power tools, and this would be drilling power tools. And then look, you have to think about how to model this. These are leaves, so these are going to become files. And the files that you can include could be images. They can be links to websites that have interesting content. They could be media files that you collect from around your digital ecosystems. So maybe the first step is to actually plan out your topics right on your paper. I photographed your trees so you can write on them. And then once you have kind of a schema of the kinds of things you want to build, then we can start actually building it digitally in the computer. This is a little bit more involved than I did in the previous terms, because you're not just making random directories, you're trying to shape it here. And you can play a little fast and loose if you need to with your trees. No one's going to, if you need to add a branch, I'm not going to, you're certainly invited to continue your drawing, and it might actually be kind of fun to see how they grow if you decide that you want to change it. The point is we need to maintain fidelity between your tree drawing and then your directories on the computer. So, and you can decide how you want to organize it or how you want to do the work. So you might do a couple plan here and then come in and actually start building it. So I might come here and say tools would be my root, and then one of my branches is going to be carving tools, and then one of my branches is going to be power tools, and then inside of power tools I was going to have cutting and drilling. And so you can see now when I come to I do my listing, I'm going to actually pop into my tree root, Eric. Hey, look at that. That's what we want to try to do. We want to be able to see, we're going to actually put these side by side when you're done. We want to be able to see your actual file system tree and how it maps to your drawn tree. Okay, that's enough for me. We'll take, what's our time? Okay, we got 25 minutes to give it a try, and we'll see how far we get to, and I'll plan kind of what it looks like for Monday. So have fun. This is cool.